You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, folks, we're going through Faith Like Nehemiah, which is what this country needs more than anything. It's the only solution to the problem. In Nehemiah chapter 1, you read verses 1 through 10, or 1 through 11, and you can find out that the nation was sick. They're suffering problems just like we're sick and we're suffering problems today. And the reason was is they were not keeping the commandments, the statutes, and the ordinances that God gave Moses for his children. They refused to do it. They had been hauled off into captivity. They were in captivity. They were finally freed because they had been crying out to God, but they still weren't obeying. And Nehemiah realized this. He humbled himself. He got down on his knees and he prayed. And the bottom line is this and many, many other places in the Bible, Old and New Testament, talks about how if we refuse to keep God's laws, he will not honor his covenant with us. And this nation refuses to keep God's laws. We take a stick. Well, basically, we're giving God the middle finger, and we refuse to obey him. So what can we learn from this? What can we do when we see things that are wrong in this country? We mumble and grumble and complain and point our finger at others. We get angry, and too often, many get upset and eventually quit and walk away from God. What did Nehemiah do? Just said it. He got on his knees, confessed the people's sins and his to God, and prayed for intervention. If you have not kept the commandments, the statutes, and the ordinances which God commanded us to observe, you need to do the same. There was a point in my life I refused. I wasn't going to do it. I said no. Finally, I came to my senses, asked God to forgive me, and then he started to hear my prayers and treat me like the child that I am that he loves. So this is what we need to do. We can learn from Nehemiah. We sin against God. We can do the same thing. Verse 9, but if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though some of you were cast to the farthest part of heavens, yet I will gather them from there and bring them to the place which I have chosen for a dwelling for my name. God will do this for us. These are his promises. All we have to do is repent, ask him to forgive us, and he does the rest. Do we have any instructions that we should follow about faith that Nehemiah didn't have? Well, let's go and look at the New Testament here. Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. It's not too late. People are looking to politicians to solve the problems of our country. Politicians can't solve squat. We have to look to God. We have to have God intervene for us. He is the only one that can solve the problems that we face. Politicians come and go. God never changes. Do it.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.